What's up, guys? Welcome to our Nintendo E3 2017 Kind of Funny Games Cast Analysis episode. I am Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Congratulations, Nintendo, on winning E3.
And the Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Hola.
Tim, I'll just kick it to you. How do you feel?
Guys, we fucking did it. I am beyond shocked. I cannot believe that we just got that presentation. I cannot believe that Nintendo delivered in a way that I didn't even think possible from them. This was so above and beyond what they even could have done. Because, of course, Metroid. Yeah. Now, let's get the haters out of the way here. Sure, it is just a title, like a logo. There's nothing else there. That doesn't matter.
It confirms.
It's confirmation. Yeah. There's no more wondering of, will it happen?
If I may. If I'm just to jump in this, because I'll go in my whole thing. I think Nintendo won. I'll get into that second. The biggest thing people are going to have a problem with is, oh, why are they excited about the Metroid Prime 4 screen, but they were like talking so much shit yesterday about Beyond Good and Evil 2. Beyond Good and Evil 2 has been like more than a decade of them talking about this game, that they're doing this game, that they're working on this game. Where is this game? This being the fact that, hey, we finally are doing Metroid Prime 4.
Yep.
That's the difference.
I mean, Nintendo, to me, they're delivering. Reggie last year said that this year we'd hear about the next Metroid, and they did. They delivered on that, which I'm excited about because I was worried that they weren't going to. There's a lot of questions, obviously. Didn't see Retro's name anywhere there. We can assume. But there's been a lot of rumors that Retro's working on two games. So I'm excited there's more out there. But I think the bigger news is confirmation of a mainline Pokemon game by Game Freak coming to the Switch. Then we got a new Kirby announcement, a new Zelda, or not Zelda, a new Yoshi announcement. Rocket League, huge. Yeah. Mario Odyssey looks awesome.
Awesome.
The Zelda stuff I'm a little disappointed in, if I'm being honest. Okay. I wanted to see a lot more of that second DLC pack, but I think that they're trying to not make DLC pack one look lame.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, but that's also Xenoblade 2 again being confirmed for 2017 and in America. What a damn first year for this system, and we're getting hints at what we're going to get next year, which I did not expect.
Did not expect a Kirby platformer, did not expect a new Yoshi platformer. The thing that I'm least excited about on this list is probably like FIFA or Xenoblade, and everything else like just blew me out of the water. I can't believe that they confirmed that, yes, we are making a mainline Pokemon game for Switch, which is great news. I am disappointed that they didn't show that extra DLC, but yeah, you made a great point about making the challenge dungeon bullshit, you know, kind of look lame in comparison, because I just want more campaign in Zelda, and we're going to get that. And Rocket League, had no idea about that. That's fucking awesome news. Did you know about that?
Maybe.
You fucker. You little slut. And then Odyssey looks great. Like, I can't.
Kevin, if you want to do picture in picture, they're doing the treehouse stuff over here right now.
We're watching some more Odyssey stuff.
Are you kidding me right now? It looks so different.
What Nintendo did right, I think, and why I'm so high on this conference, is they did the opposite of everybody else. They set expectations so low. We're only going to talk about 2017, which to all of us meant, all right, Splatoon, ARMS, Andy, your coaster's there. That's weird. And Odyssey or whatever. So like, you didn't expect there to be cool announcements. Everybody tempered their expectations. And then when in there were secret announcements nobody expected. What's happening?
What ice.
There's ice in your water there. Don't forget about it.
Suck one down.
I think it was one of those things that was a 25-minute conference. It was another one that got the message out. It showed you the games. If you're a Nintendo fan, it's there. But it's another one. This is what I think, speaking to what you were talking about with Bethesda, right? Where you said Bethesda was a 10 out of 10 on presentation. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Sony's presentation was 10 out of 10 pretty much as well. Like, I think they missed some marks in terms of pacing this. The VR thing was weird, right? Oh, so not a 10 out of 10. But it was a really good conference. This was another really good conference. Here's what our catalog is. Here's the message we want to give you. Take it.
Yeah. See, I agree. My thing is, I think presentation-wise, this was not a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
I think that Bethesda beat it in that sense.
You that.
And I think Sony as well. There's still a couple awkward transitions and just like random things that we don't need to see. However, when it comes to the game announcements and when it comes to the hype, they fucking brought it. This was, I think, by far the best conference that we saw overall.
I think it's the one that caught, it was the most surprises, right? Yeah. That's what's going to go down is, remember that they did do the Metroid thing, that they did do the Kirby thing, that they did do the RPG stuff, that they did have Rocket League.
And they delivered on Mario Odyssey, which I think is really important.
And I think that's what everybody else is missing. Bethesda was a great show, but they're two big announcements we knew about, right?
Yeah.
We knew that, well, not new, but everybody was assuming Evil Within and assuming Wolfenstein. Mm-hmm. That doesn't take away from those games looking great, but where was the excitement? There was no get hype Gatorade moment of 2017.
I mean, honestly, the Metroid thing is the most hype moment, but I do not want to understate the Pokemon thing.
Mm-hmm.
This explains why Sun and Moon are not coming to the Switch in such a great way, where it's like they're working on the real one.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I'm having. I didn't need Sun and Moon again
to play. While we talk, will you have this running picture in picture for us, the Treehouse stream? Just because we're looking at it, I'm sure at some point we're going to reference it, and I would think our audience might want to watch it too.
But yeah, I'm so excited that it's coming, and they did say that it's not next year even. Like it might be over a year away, but like that's fine. I'm so happy that Nintendo is letting us know that there is a future for this system.
Sure.
And that it doesn't all end now. No Smash, but hey, there's always a tomorrow for that.
Did they talk at all about 3DS?
Just in, no, they didn't actually.
That's awesome. I'm so happy that they did that. I mean, I know that they're still trying to support that machine, but I'm glad that we were just all Switch all the time in this conference. I'm beyond ecstatic right now, man.
Apology says, at Kind of Funny Games, so surprises equal win. I think when you're talking about excitement level and press conference and who won E3, when in reality no one ever wins E3 except the gamer.
I mean,
I think it plays a big part of it. I
think they could surprise us with games that we don't give a fuck about.
I mean, let's be 1,000% clear here. You know, I mean, I'm way more excited about Sony's slate of games than I am Nintendo's. But this was a more exciting conference, I thought, to watch in terms of like, oh, holy shit, it's that come. Oh my god, they're talking about this. Oh my god, they're doing that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm still way more excited to play my PlayStation games than I am most of these, but I'm excited for the people who are excited. Like, I will try this Pokemon. Rocket League, for me, honestly, I mean, as great as Mario looks, but we knew Mario was going to look. For me, it's super exciting that Rocket League's there, because I think for the amount of Switches we have in this office, the amount of times we walk around with our Switches, I would love to play you guys in Rocket League. The best Rocket League memories I have are when we take demos at E3, or that one time Dunham and Doug Perry came by and me and Colin did a 2-on-2. That was so much fun because we were all the same level. But then when I started trying to play online, everybody's amazing and doing all these cool tricks. I'm just getting my ass whooped.
Yeah. No, I to go back to what Paul G was saying about like surprises equal winning, yeah. I don't think so at all. I think that when it comes to press conferences, it's a matter of presentation mixed with the actual game content,
yeah,
mixed with surprises, and mixed with are we getting what we expect from this? And I think where Sony failed was the release dates. We expected release dates, sure, and we didn't get them.
We hoped.
The games look super amazing. Yeah. There's nobody taken away from that. But I think that with this, like, we're getting Mario Odyssey, which is the game that people are expecting to be super awesome.
And it looks super awesome, too.
Yeah.
Here, he's going to the top of New Donk City, and that's where Donkey Kong lives. This is why this is the New Donk City logo now, guys.
Yeah.
Throw it up, Andy.
I'm excited to get my hands on this. As good as it looks... Something still seems a bit off to me.
Really?
But I felt that way about Galaxy as well before I played it.
I think it looks fantastic.
It seems like there's a lot of mechanics going on.
Yeah. You can go to those buildings, Tim.
Oh, God.
Any building you see, you can go to.
Yeah, I think I just got it.
Yeah, right there. That's pretty much the end of it.
Just jump off with the...
Yeah. Use your hat, right? Your hat will be your paraglider. Exactly.
But man, they really reinvented the look of Mario, which is something that I felt the franchise has needed for a long time. I hope they continue to do this in 2D whenever that happens, because that... really needs it.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Mew Finn in the chat says zero new IPs. I don't look to Nintendo for that.
No, yeah.
With all due respect to Nintendo, I mean, like, I'm looking for a Mario game. I'm looking to play a Metroid Prime.
And also, zero new IPs, that's true, but Xenoblade is a newer IP, and I feel like that's an example of them trying a new IP and trying to foster it and turn it into a big franchise.
Sure, sure. And it's that same thing of, like, if we were to look back at PlayStation's conference, I guess... How many new IPs do they have in terms of announcements? You know what I mean?
I think we
already Detroit Become Human. Are we counting this as a new IP even though we've known about it for a while?
Yeah. No, I just think they fucking killed it. Because so many people on Switch are looking for more things to play. And they gave us a fuckload of things to play just in this presentation. A lot of stuff that we had no idea about. And that's why I'm most excited. Like, I'm going to play the fuck out of that Kirby platformer. I'm going to play the fuck out of that Yoshi platformer.
I'm not a Kirby dude.
I mean, it's just... It's a Nintendo product on the Switch, a console that I've been looking for more stuff to play.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm super excited. Like, I played a bunch of like random ass indie games because it's just like, yeah, I want something to play on this console, you know?
I'm loving this. Looks like there's a lot to do in this.
Wall running.
You knew it would be there.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I did.
Let's go.
Do some graffiti. Right, cool, Greg?
Tear up New Donk City. Show it who's boss. Yeah, I thought it was a great conference. Here's the thing in terms of them winning E3 or whatever you want to fucking call it. This is the conference I think I had the most fun at.
Mm.
And I mean, granted, that's being with you guys. We're all excited, blah, blah, blah. But like, I don't know. I like surprises at E3. That's what I equate E3 with. And I like get hype announcements. I like not knowing what's about to happen. PlayStation was a great conference for me as a PlayStation fan. I don't need to see any more Detroit. That looked awesome. Great. You know what I mean? I don't need to see any more God of War. That looked great. Mm. I just want these games. Yeah. Here now, at least there's announcement stuff. It's the same thing where like, Kevin, if you just leave Mario up the whole time, dude. Mario's up still here for audio listeners, and it's one of those things I don't really want to watch anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I know Mario. That's fine.
I know him.
I know Mario. Good dude. I know what this guy's up to. He's a plumber. He found a secret warp zone while working on the drain.
That's the origin story.
Yeah, exactly.
John Leguizamo. Exactly.
Man, I'm excited. There's still a lot of questions. Virtual console not there.
Even when they started going back on, we're only going to show you 2017 stuff. I didn't expect that kind of thing to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, me neither. And I do think that that'll be its own direct. I think it's a little bit weird that we're this far into the Switch's life and haven't heard about the virtual console in a real way. And the little we have heard has been not about the virtual console, but the online infrastructure and how it comes with the games that you can, like the Game Pass type stuff.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're calling it, but it's not virtual console.
I want to give a shout out in the chat over here. Chris Hallert says, yeah, Skyrim got a release date 2011. I think that's a funny
one.
That's
a good point. Skyrim not getting a release date and Fire Emblem Warriors not getting a firm date is a little worrisome to me. Like, I feel like at this point, Fire Emblem, I want to know that it's coming in September.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we have Mario plus Rabbids August 29th. We know I'm happy with how much time they spent on the Splatoon and ARMS and Pokemon, which was not much. But they announced a new Pokemon. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
That Metroid moment was definitely my most hype moment of the
Confused when it comes to the Mario Rabbids game. Because as we documented in Ubisoft, I fucking hate the Rabbids. But I love XCOM gameplay. And when they were showing it there, I was like, man, that looks... I'm going to try that at least. You know what I mean? When we get code for it.
You're going to like it, I bet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think I'm going to fall in love with it? Is this going to be the one that turns me around on the Rabbids and their stupidity?
NeoGAF's all over.
Maybe.
Good.
They're in a positive way.
So yeah, I saw so many tweets that like... Oh, fuck. XCOM? Hell yeah. Like, yeah, people are into that game. So, I mean, that's totally not a game for me, but
yeah,
Look
at how dirty Mario is here. We're watching him crawl up with some New Donk City technology here.
Oh, it's because the smoke is hitting him from the explosions.
Gotcha.
Cool. Look at those purple coins.
The power of the Switch.
I'm stoked, dude. That was fun. That was a good conference.
I just want to watch this forever.
Well, then you turn off the stream and talk.
I'm not loving the...
They can't hear you if they're listening to their cars.
What?
They can't see it if they're listening in cars.
I'm not loving the emptiness of the Super Mario Odyssey levels for
like the background
the landscapes
worlds.
In the background. Yeah, it's a little distracting. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see October 27th. Hell yeah. And that vocal song, that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
It's a very
different
Mario.
Interesting, though, as I point out on the live stream, Mario Odyssey for the 27th means it's going up against Wolfenstein, Assassin's Creed.
Mm.
Not that it's a big deal, but...
Yeah. The Switch reveal trailer also went up against the Red Dead Redemption trailer, and that shit didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to assume that everybody with a Switch is going to be buying like 60% of these games.
Another interesting point about that too is that that's then a Tuesday release for Mario Odyssey, I assume, unless Wolfenstein and Assassin's Creed are going out of order.
Interesting.
Let me check on that one for you. No, Friday. Wolfenstein and Assassin's Creed are going up on a Friday. Interesting. They're trying to change the game as we know it. And Mario says, nah, son, that's my day. Here we go. We're in Sombrero Land.
Tostarena Town.
There you go. Well, you guys, I'm so excited. E3 this year has been kind of a bummer, but I feel like this really...
It hasn't been a... I want to bounce back from that because I've seen the comments that we've been negative or whatever. I don't think E3 has been a bummer. I just think E3 has been... ho-hum in a world of amazing announcements every day where we know like where there's fucking Destiny reveals and this shit happening all the time where it's like, all right, cool. Yeah. PlayStation's conference didn't blow my hair back because I've already seen all of those amazing games before and I'm just ready to have them and play them.
And I mean, yeah, you're right. We're very spoiled as gamers. There's so much amazing stuff coming out on all the different systems. I think more than ever, honestly, like especially more stuff coming in the next year or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has been undeniably one of the best years in video games ever.
Sure. Fuck yeah. Jesus, like this first half of the year,
is the only thing that can even rival it at all.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that all goes. But I think that E3 was a bummer overall in terms of what we expect out of E3. What we want out of E3, I think, is
well,
the
bigger
thing.
Yeah. Now, real quick, I'm sorry. The chat is calling. Kevin, can I get a minority report on this Sombrero Land Mario's running around in? Minority report prepping?
Accurate.
It's accurate.
Accurate.
Okay.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, that's a interesting way to put it. No, let's not get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on youtube.com/kindoffunny. You are the best. We're going to go down to E3 play a whole bunch of games, do a whole bunch of reaction content, do all that. What's up, Greg? What you got for me?
Hugsan44 in the Twitch chat says, must collect 100 Tostitos in every level. Damn it. I fucked up. They never did the Pepsi integration. Fuck.
You didn't you fuck up. They didn't fuck up either. Thank God. By not showing that. Man, Metroid 4. Yeah. It's happening. Well, Metroid Prime 4. It's happening. Get hyped. Pokemon, mainline game, coming to the Switch. We did it, boys.
If you're watching later or listening later, remember, ladies and gentlemen, once we head to E3 today, we will be doing a whole bunch of different Let's Plays, live streams, and all sorts of shit down there. Most of it, and actually all of it, goes up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you want to watch our next live broadcast, it is 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday. We sit down to live stream on the game spot co-op stage with Shuhei Yoshida. A little bit of Mario, a whole bunch of different stuff on there. So come watch there. But again, all that'll go up on youtube.com/kindoffunny, where we're putting up all, or Kind of Funny Games, we're putting up all of our E3 breakouts and things like that.
Hold on. Before we leave, we might have some breaking news.
Being made internally?
Dink, 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 dink. Well, right now, click it back Pepsi. Up while we get the breaking news, because here we go. we got Mario in his sombrero now. He's running around. He's happy. He's hitting people with his sombrero. Who doesn't like a good sombrero?
According to some rumors, this is from Liam Robertson on Twitter. Apparently, Metroid Prime is being developed in Kyoto with additional work being done in Europe. So not retro.
Okay. Mm.
Very interesting.
Can I give you some additional details about Rocket League that I've just now had emailed to me here? This is a press release. I'm scrolling through it. You already knew there's several exclusive cars, blah, blah, blah. Rocket League will support all the various play modes on Nintendo Switch, including TV mode, tabletop mode, handheld mode, both online and local multiplayer, and be available for 1 to 8 players. It will also launch with cross-network support for players to compete against opponents on other available platforms. Additional details will be coming. Good note, still 8 players local. That's cool. I'm really excited to have Rocket League in here. I think we should all have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, my apologies.
Until next time, have a good E3.
Bye, guys.